From the town that brought you Jimi Hendrix, Kurt Cobain, and Starbucks, broadcasting from C-Town WA, it's Chris Cochran.
You're going to remember this the rest of your life.
You ever take it off any sweet jumps?
Welcome to another episode of the CarCast. I am your host, Chris Cochran. That's right, I am. Sam, I am. Well, Chris, I am. Episode number 169, for those of you who keep track. Yeah, that's right, working our way to 200. And when we get a little closer to 200, I'm telling you, big fatty contest coming your way, so you'll enjoy that. Lots of cool stuff to talk about on the show today. We're back in action, full effect. Chris Cochran, that sounds so stupid. Anyway, back in action, regular schedule, regular normal stuff going on, and lots of cool things to talk about today, including some listener feedback, including some, I'm going to talk about local media, not media here in Seattle, but local media, just kind of in general. Also, a renegade bull, you're going to love this story. Funny things happen when you live in a city like Seattle. And, of course, my experience today at Best Buy. Starting out, and I want to talk about a couple other things, including some listener feedback. I'm going to play a song from Jesta. In fact, let's play the song from Jesta right now. Here it is, brand new from Jesta. You probably already heard it because you guys know listener X Brian Page and you listen to everything else. But if you haven't, here he is, Jesta, with a great song called Independence Day. On the CarCast.
Everybody's talking about the Liberty Networks, bandwidth and sponsors and advertiser inserts. Everybody's talking stuff so intellectual. Are you a home fry or a metrosexual? Everybody's talking about net neutrality, biodiesel dreams becoming reality. But just for one day, I'm gonna blow all my cares away. I'm gonna rock out on Independence. Talking about media's future, time shifting content, do whatever may suit ya. Everybody's talking about all sorts of rumors, creative commons and trusting consumers. Everybody's talking about making a podcast, but there's non-believers who say that it won't last. Well, on the 4th of July,
any haters can pop and die.
I'm gonna rock out on Independence Day. Yes, it seems like
watch us anyway. Just you and me. We got our freedom, you see. We're gonna rock out on Independence Day. Nobody can touch us anyway. Just you and me. We got our freedom, you see. We're gonna rock out on Independence Day. Nobody can touch us anyway. Just you and me. We got our freedom, you see. We're gonna rock out on Independence Day. Nobody can touch us anyway. Just you and me. We got our freedom, you see.
Hey there, this is Jester, and I'd like to wish you all a very, very happy 4th of July. You can find my music at music.podshow.com. Search for Jester, that's J-E-S-T-A. You're listening to The Carcast. Have a brilliant Independence Day. Bye.
Oh, yeah. Independence Day from Jester. Check them out at jester.co.uk. Don't normally play full songs here on the Carcast right off the bat, but I got to tell you, this is Listener X, Brian Page. Love his music. Jester, better known as Brian Page, Listener X. We call him Listener X because he was the first non-friend or family to just randomly find the Carcast. And because of such, he has a special priority here. So check him out, jester.co.uk. Love his music, especially Sully Said. That's a great Scully Said. It's like, oh, I know I said Sully, but I meant Scully. Anyway, great song, great album. Well, I don't know about album, but a great musician. Brian Page, better known as Jester. You can catch him on the PodSafe Music Network, by the way, if you head over to music.podshow.com. And lots of cool stuff talking about on the show today. It's going to be a good show. I'm currently downtown along the waterfront here in Seattle. So great, by the way, to be back with you today. It feels good to be back in the driver's seat, no pun intended. But I'm downtown today because we've been having the most insane, just crazy time with DSL at Amuse. And since I'm the contracted tech guy slash marketing guy slash all-around good guy, then things like this become my responsibility. So I got to head down. I came down here because our company that we get all of our DSL stuff through, and this is one of the reasons that when it comes to, when it comes to cable, you can't control usually who you get. You get one, if you're lucky, two choices, or you can go like satellite, DirecTV, that kind of stuff. When it comes to your DSL provider, this is one reason why I always recommend you go with a local company for a DSL provider. Number one, they are behooven to you to, you know, do a good job because they live in the same community you do. When you call the tech support people on the phone, they live where you do. You know what I mean? Like, I can't. Last time I was on tech support with these people before today, I got a phone call from them, and we're talking, and he says, "Now, where are you located?" And I told him where our business was located, and he goes, "Oh, that's right by the Green Bean Espresso. That's a great place. I used to go there all the time. Da da da. You'll love it. I moved now, but..." So anyway, they live where you do. So I highly recommend a local DSL provider if you have to go with DSL because it has more problems, I've found, than cable modem. At least my Comcast cable modem has never had a problem after I got a good modem. So anyway, we've had this horrible time where it turns off, turns on, turns off, turns on. We can't get the stupid DSL freaking piece of crap to connect. So today, the only thing we haven't done yet is swap out the modem. I need it done ASAP. I need it done yesterday. Our company can't process orders. We're losing money. Yada, yada, yada. So I read them the riot act. They said, fine, here you go. We'll overnight it to you. I said, no, you're not going to overnight it to me. I'm coming to your place today. And the lady was kind enough. She was like super cool. She's like, I totally understand. I'll tell you what, let's do this. So I drove downtown Seattle to sat around for a half hour listening to podcasts, waiting for the guy who was supposed to give it to me And finally, so this is pretty sweet. So the name of the company that I use is Speakeasy, which I highly recommend, with exception to my service so far. They've been a very good company. I got my first iPod. I got through them because they had this cool deal going on where if you signed up with them, you got a free iPod. I mean, how great is that? I also, that was years ago, and also I recommend them because their support is so great. Like I said, they're local, and so they, you know, they're not going to shaft someone who lives two doors down from them. So anyway, I come down here to, I what was my whole point about telling you about Speakeasy? I don't know. Anyway, oh, I know, I come down here, I find a parking spot that was free because it was a 3-minute load and unload zone, and I'm supposed to call the dude who's going to give me, because the lady that was helping me, she couldn't come down. Oh, I've got a great story to tell you, too. Totally just remembered the, remind me to tell you about the car accident we saw. So I come down here, and I'm waiting for the guy to come out. He's not coming out. He's not doing his thing. So I call him a couple times, leave him some message. But he's a tech guy, so he's obviously on a call, I'm sure. So I just go into the building, and they're, you know, on like the 5th floor, 6th floor, 7th floor, whatever. And I decide that I'm just going to go up to one of the levels and just ask around. I'm sure there's a reception area. So I click on at 5, floors 5, 6, and 7. So I click on 5, nothing happens, and I realize I don't have the access. But while I'm standing there pondering how I'm going to get the access to go see the people that I need to see, another dude comes walking up, swipes his little card, pushes the button, and bada bing, bada boom, I'm up. I mean, security was pretty crappy if that's all I had to do to get up there. Anyway, I found some guy randomly and got my modem. Now I'm going to go back, plug it in, and it probably won't work, but we'll see what happens. It's never known. So anyway, that's what I'm up to today. I also had to drive earlier today and pick up. My boss is leaving. I just got back from vacation yesterday. Today's my first day back at work. My boss is leaving tomorrow. I should say my client, because she's really not my boss. I'm under contract. But anyway, she leaves tomorrow, so there's a lot of stuff to just do in the meantime before she leaves, get some things squared away. It turns out the point-of-sale system I put together last week, and for those of you who are like going, this geeky stuff sucks, I'll get back, you know, by in just a second. But the point-of-sale system I put together last week, great system, except for it won't stay connected to the network, and the computer itself sucks. So I had to go buy a new computer today. Best Buy was running this deal where they got an e-machine computer for like $335. It was $8 cheaper to get it with a printer and a crappy piece of crap CRT monitor than it was to buy it alone. So I picked up the same printer we have that we hate, but it was free. And a monitor. Maybe I'll sell them on eBay. I don't know. Well, I want to get into a couple of topics today. I'm going to try to score some listener email if we got time for it, but I just don't know. Last two episodes were really long. I'm trying to keep this one, well in time of what it should be. But and if I got to sacrifice listener email, they'll still be there tomorrow. I know we don't have any like voice feedback to share with you today because I just didn't get it loaded up properly. And I don't know if I can read while I'm driving. But I wanted to talk about a couple things. Let me just tell you a story really quick because it involves a muse. The night before we left for vacation, we are standing. We were there at the shop very late, trying to get some last minute things together with our boss, our client, and my wife is like trying to share with her like things she needs to know while we're gone. All this stuff. The kids are there with us. It's 9:30 at night. They're exhausted. They're hungry. We've eaten dinner, but they're like, you know, they're bored, stiff. It's about 90 degrees outside by this point. At the same time, by the way. And the kids say, "Dad, could we go get ice cream? There's a McDonald's right across the street from us. Can we go get ice cream?" And I said, "You know what? Yes. Yes, you can." And I think they had their own money to spend on it and everything. I'm like, you know, yeah, totally. So we walk across the street to McDonald's, and the minute we like start to step inside the door, I hear, but it wasn't like, hold on one second. Sorry. the noise, the sound effects made me cough. There was a crash, but it wasn't like a horrible car crash. It was more like a like fuck kind of a car crash, and I couldn't figure out what it was. So I walk outside and I look, and there's a pickup truck, like a small like Ford pickup truck, completely on its side, like on one door. And this dude is climbing out the top of it, and I'm like, holy crap, kids, get out of here, let's go. So we head on down, it's about a block down from where we're at, to see it. And apparently what had happened is there's two cars sitting at a stoplight. It's green light, and two lanes, side by side, both heading the same direction. Car on the left, if you're sitting behind them, car on the left is waiting for oncoming traffic to stop so she can turn. car in the right-hand lane decides he's just going to, like, beat her to it and pulls out into the intersection in front of her right when she guns it to go, and she just, blap, nails him, hits him hard enough that she knocks this truck over. So everyone's, like, in shock. People are calling 911. In the same intersection just a couple weeks ago, some lady was killed. So, you know, people are kind of, like, you know, testy about this whole thing. They're freaked out. I mean, the people are like, so everyone runs to the scene, and a bunch of local patrons of restaurants that are eating outside on the sidewalk and stuff, they like all push this guy over. Like they push the truck back over so it, you know, back on its wheels. When they do that, the passenger guy climbs out, and he is just all banged up. I mean, he's not injured. He's just banged up, and his arm kind of hurts. The second they get the thing over and the passenger gets out, the driver hops back into the truck, starts it, and just takes off, floors it, gone. And everyone's like, what the crap? And people are just astonished. Within 10 seconds of him leaving, the cops show up. And they're like, what's going on? What's going on? What's going on? They tell him, the guy just left. He went that way. So they just haul buns after the guy. I mean, they just floor it. And they're after the guy. It's pretty darn sweet to watch. It's just kind of cool how it all worked out. So anyway, that was the story. So things I want to talk about on the show today. That's just all preliminary. That's free, by the way, that what we just fed you. Totally free. It wasn't even part of the show. It was just warming up to the beginning of the show. In fact, I probably should play the opener again because the show will officially start now. One of the things I want to talk about on the show today is local media. Now, I got this rule. It's a personal rule. I shared with you on the last couple episodes, one of my rules about traveling is you don't eat anywhere that you could eat while you're, you know, on vacation. You don't eat anywhere on vacation where you could eat while you're at home, okay? You have to eat places you couldn't eat. And I have this other, like, little rule. One of the rules I have is I always want to sample local media while I am away from my home. You know, you get this myopic view of the way... You know, maybe you live in a town where the media is great. Like, Seattle has great media, I'll just be honest with you. Local television is great. Local news coverage is pretty good. They win awards every year. You know, I think every station wins the same awards, the Edward R. Murrow Award or whatever, because every town I've ever been in, they all win the same awards, but whatever. You know, our local media is actually pretty darn good. You know, we're a top 20 market, so... You know, it's pretty decent media here. Los Angeles, not as good as you'd expect, but you know, what happens is you keep watching long enough and you don't realize that what you're seeing is not necessarily what everyone else, the quality of what you're seeing isn't necessarily what everyone else would be seeing around the country. Make sense? So you think that this is the way that local media is everywhere, good, bad, or, you know, mediocre. And I really believe that for the most of the country, it's mediocre. It's not, like, good or bad. It's just mediocre. And when we were in Missoula, Montana, I had an opportunity to sample some of the local media there. And I just got to tell you, that is the most stinky, horrible local media I've ever seen. Now, we started out by listening to the radio, and there's a couple of, you know, they got Jack FM, which just plays a bunch of just whatever garbage. And the local, like, radio media wasn't so bad, but it's easier to find a butt-ugly man with a great voice who wants to retire in Montana than it is to find a good-looking weatherman. Do you know what I mean? It's much, much easier to find some 55-year-old man who's ugly as sin, weighs 700 pounds, but sounds just incredible. You know what I'm talking about? So that's not hard. And, you know, by the time they're getting that age, they can, you know, think about retiring. They don't need as much money. They're not fooling themselves thinking they're going to be the next, you know, Ryan Seacrest. You know what I mean? So they find some, you know, radio was fine. Although we were listening to a station out of Kalispell, it was your news talk oldies station. That's what they actually called it, the news talk oldies station. It went from like love me do to the O'Reilly no spin factor zone, whatever crap. Like all like one ended and the next one started. It was weird. And they had this guy on the weekend who did their news stuff who sounded just like the Rush of the story. You know what I'm talking about? Maybe you know, I love media, so I watch these things. The rest of the story with... why am I drawing a blank here? I've got a total brain fart going on. Anyway. Paul Harvey? good day. Paul Harvey. He's been around for 100 years. He's like he makes Larry King look like Ryan Seacrest. I mean, that's how old Paul Harvey is. Paul Harvey is like 9,500 years old, okay? Anyway, so this guy sounds just like Paul Harvey. I mean, it was great. You get to Missoula and the radio stations, yeah, they're all right. However, you turn the television on, and let me just say, Sunday night, in other parts of the world, I'm sure it's different. I don't know, maybe it's not. But in America, on Sunday nights, that's when they take the bottom of the barrel, like the guy who just got out of, like he just moved up from being an intern, that's the guy they stick on Sunday nights. And that's when I happen to start watching media in Missoula. And I got to tell you, I both loved and hated it all at the same time. Hated it because it was so horrible. Loved it because it was so horrible. The first thing I see is a weather guy. He goes, "Where was it hot around Missoula?" And he licks his pinky. I'm not joking. Places it on his lapel and goes, "I'll tell you as soon as we come back." No joke. He licked his pinky and placed it on the lapel of his jacket. "Where was it hot around Missoula?" "I'll tell you as soon as we come back." Oh, my wife, Heidi and I just started, like, I dropped the remote. I was laughing so hard. I'm like, this is terrible. And they've got this lady on there. She's pregnant. She looks, like, seriously almost called CPS. Because she was not only pregnant, she looked pregnant and stoned. Child Protective Services probably should have been called. She looked, wow, that kid has a huge afro, and you can see his crack. Wow. Like some 14-year-old kid, like cutting the bushes around the house, and he's got an afro that's like 2 feet thick, and he's wearing his pants down below his cheeks. You can see his pants are in a wedgie right now. His underpants are in a wedgie. Something you don't see every day in Ballard. Anyway, so we changed the channel. There's a pregnant lady there. I'm about to call CPS because she's just like, she looks stoned, and she's just terrible on the same channel. We flipped the channel to one of the other local channels. And the sports guy's about to give the sports cast. Now, this is Sunday. This past Sunday, it would have been the 9th of July in the year of our Lord, 2006. She, you know, it's the day that the last Wimbledon match was played. It's the day of the final World Cup game, which, by the way, was amazing. Loved every second of it. Not going to talk about that today. Just don't have time. It was the day, you know, some big stuff. The World Cup game, the Michael Jordan of soccer goes out with a bang, like totally does the most not in character action you can ever possibly think of. If you haven't heard about it yet, then you don't care, so I won't tell you. You know what I'm saying? Like, it was Zidane, like, was an insane maniac, you know, that whole thing. And that's a big deal, okay? This guy leads off his lead story. I'm not kidding. American Legion Baseball. That's right, American Legion Baseball taking place in Missoula today. And he runs down the American Legion. Now, for those of you who don't know, American Legion is like, if you were pretty good in high school but not good enough to play in college, and you didn't have anything to do this summer, you would play American Legion Baseball. It's one step above. If you lived in Europe, it's like club soccer. Okay, it's not like really professional by any means. It's not going to lead to you actually doing anything or accomplishing anything. But it's not like you're playing for like a church softball team. Okay, it's like that. That's American Legion Baseball, and it was so funny to see this be the lead story. I was like, American Legion Baseball, you've got to be kidding me! World Cup, Wimbledon? No. American Legion. They even have a minor league team in town. They didn't even talk about that until like the third story. The last two stories of the day, Wimbledon was the second to last story. To be honest with you, I don't even know who won Wimbledon because I couldn't even tell you because of the newscast. And the last story of the day, World Cup. Now I understand we're in Missoula, Montana, but it was bad. So bad, Zidane is the guy. I would imagine that if you were French, you'd pronounce his name Zidane. Zidane, something like that. I'm not really good with French. But Zidane? No, it's not his name. But according to the newsman on, Channel 13 there in Missoula, Zidane. Like, he mispronounced his name He never once pronounced it right. He mispronounced every player's name that he used. I was dying. I was rolling so hard. And I just wanted, I mean, I just share this with you. Because I want to know what's more, like, okay, I know, Glenn, you live down in, you know, the old SoCal. You got a bunch of, like, overinflated egos who should have been in, like, the next Regis but weren't. I've seen LA's, you know, local news media, but they're better than this, I'll just be honest with you. So I'd love to hear, like, the newscasters. I keep up with who the newscasters are. We talk about them once in a while on the show here because I do watch what happens to them. I want to hear what local media is like for you. 206-203-2368. Second thing today, I want to talk about Raging Bull. That's right, Raging Bull. And finally, we're going to talk about today my Best Buy experience today because I had to go buy a new computer. Raging Bull, apparently when you live in Seattle is a major metropolitan city. It is, you know, a large 1.3 million people living in the greater Seattle area. It's very urban. It's very, you know, it's Microsoft. It's computers. It's cool. It's not hick in Seattle. Get outside of Seattle by, you know, 20, 30 feet, and it gets hit very quick. And part of the reason is because in Seattle, there geographically, you get out of Seattle very quickly because of the way that the city is set up. And it's the West. So major metropolitan cities are actually quite a distance from each other. They're not as close as, like when you're in St. Louis, you can drive an hour and a half and get to Chicago. It's a 30-minute flight from St. Louis to Chicago. Back east, every major city is like an hour and a half to 2 hours apart. You know, the next major city. Here, the next major city is Portland, Oregon. It's 3 hours from here. And then you're going to Sacramento before you get to the next major city. It's a five-hour drive to Spokane. The number 91 market in America, okay? So it's like the 91st largest market in America. Five-hour drives to that size of city. So that'll put things in perspective for you. And the size of the city go down from there the farther you head east until you hit, like, Minnesota, Minneapolis. So, anyway, outside of Seattle, it gets pretty hick pretty quick. There's a town not too far from Seattle called Yelm. Yelm, you may, if you follow, you know, news at all, you might know of Yelm. Because Yelm was the site of a colony of New Age fanatics in the late 80s, early 90s, who were congregating. They were going to start a new society. And I can't even remember what the name of their society was or anything. But they worshipped a god called Ramtha. And Ramtha was a, you know, 6,000-year-old sheep herder or something to that effect. And this lady would channel Ramtha using crystals and or other means. And they would all listen to what Ramtha would say and do what Ramtha said. And it turns out this lady was having sex with 12 men and embezzling money from their, quote, church. And the thing kind of fell apart really quickly. In its absence, Yelm has reverted back to being just a town full of, like, cows and 10 people. It's at the base of Mount Rainier. It's in the middle of nowhere. It really is a town. You know, apparently, though, they do have a police force, and the sheriff's deputies aren't too far away. Today, however, this morning, I woke up to find out that a renegade... That was a loud bus. A renegade bull was... Well, he was upset because he was looking for love, if you know what I mean. And since this is a family show, I'll just leave it there. But he was looking for love in all the wrong places. And apparently he had escaped from his pen, his yard, his whatever. And he had escaped right down Main Street in Yelm looking for love. And hitting cars in the process. And apparently a man, an elderly gentleman, decided that he wanted to help. He was following the bull, trying to chase it and grab its tail. Once in a while, it pummeled him. He had to be taken to the hospital. A police officer tried to stop the bull. When it charged after him, he had to shoot the bull dead. Now, I am not in any way, shape, or form in favor of the ruthless slayings of harmless animals. But when a bull is trying to rape you, shoot it with a gun. That's my motto. It's the way it works here in Seattle. Quick to draw, slow to ask questions. That's the way our coppers are here. Finally today, I wanted to talk about, we're almost out of time, finally they wanted to, talk about, there's a parking spot right up front. I'm going to go around the block. Finally, they wanted to talk about one last thing, and that was my Best Buy experience today. I had to go buy a computer today at Best Buy. We're an all PC shop at the place I'm under contract with right now. And as such, you know, when I buy my new computer, I respect the wishes of the person I'm working for. They would probably, if it weren't too expensive, convert all their computers to Mac. But right now they're doing PC. They're using some PC-only products, whatever. So anyway, I go to Best Buy to buy this cheap computer. And next to me is this lady. She's probably in her mid-30s. She's got a couple kids hanging out. And the kids are like 3 and 4. The 3-year-old, just a little girl, absolutely adorable little girl, going absolutely ballistic. I mean, like, balls to the wall crazy. She is climbing on shelves. She's running around screaming. She's disappearing. She's just psychotic. And she's, you know, out doing her thing, running around. And this poor mom is trying to get some advice from one of these prepubescent or barely prepubescent moron salespeople that work at Best Buy. And the lady apologized. She says, "I'm really sorry for the kids at behavior, you know." The guy says to her, "Oh, don't worry. I used to work at Toys R Us." It's like, I feel much better now. Oh, okay. I'm going to take computing advice from a guy that, like, a week ago was stocking shelves for, you know, the Toys R Us giraffe. Anyway. So she wants to buy this computer. She's looking at this crappy little e-machine that I know a year from now is going to be a piece of crap. Windows Vista is going to come out, and she's not going to be able to run it because it's just a piece of crap machine with 256 megs of RAM, the whole bit. She says to me, I said, you know, and he's giving her this, he's actually not a bad sales guy. He's doing a good job of giving her good information on what's there. The problem is what he's selling is not going to be good for her for any length of time. In a year, she's going to be upset. She's going to have spyware, the whole bit. And as she goes, "Well, could you give me a detailed, you know," she says, "does this come with any software?" I said, and he goes, "No, you have to buy that extra. It's $120 for, by the way, they're selling Microsoft Office for $120. Neither one of her kids are school age, and they're selling Microsoft Office. You can buy Office now for $120. I'm like, now it's supposed to be the student teacher edition. Her kids are not even in school. And they're just, yeah, it's only, so they've, I don't know. That's a whole nother topic for a whole nother day. So finally, he walks away, and I say to her, "Excuse me, I hate to tell you this, but why don't you just buy a Mac?" She's like, "Excuse me?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, that's what I do for a living. It's part of my job is doing a computer. I'm here to buy a computer. I would be buying a Mac if it wasn't for this people that I work with are all PC." But she goes, "Well, aren't they like over $1,000 each?" I'm like, "No. Get a Mac Mini." "Oh, I don't need a laptop." "No, they're not in a Mac. It's not a laptop. It's just a smaller case." She goes, "Really?" I said, "It comes with all the software you need." "Really?" I said, "What do you do with it?" "I'm going to surf the internet, write some emails, and burn some CDs and manage my photos." I said, "Get a Mac. You're not going to get any spyware. You're not going to get any, you know, viruses." "Oh, I got all kinds of spyware. My computer right now is infected with spyware." And I'll tell you, I knew when I needed a new computer was when I had 7,000 spaces left open on my iPod and no space left on my hard drive. I'm like, "Well, that's a good sign." She's like, "Yeah." And I said, "You know, the other thing is it's going to last you longer. I still use a 4-year-old Mac just fine." And finally, I said, "And you know what? The computer you're buying now won't run the next version of Microsoft Windows." She goes, "Sold. I'm going to the Apple store now." The guy comes back and gives us a printout. She's like, "Oh, thank you very much." Initially, she's like, "Thank you." So I got this idea, and I want to know what you think about it. 206-203-2368 or chris@thecarcast.com. We're almost done here. My thought was, I'm going to start carrying cards with me. And any chance I get to frequent those places, hand out my card. She said, "I wish I had a friend like you." Because she honestly probably would have paid me to come over and do this for her. So what I'm thinking is, I'd love to hear some of you geeky people who listen to this too, what you think about this. I'm thinking about just carrying a card with me and saying, "Here's my name, address, phone number, yada, yada, yada. I will be your personal computer shopper. I'll help you get the right one. I'll help you set it up. I'll help you get started on it. $20 an hour. You know, if you do it, and like if you want me to go pick it up for you, that's extra. If you just want to sit down with me for like 30 minutes, it'll cost you $10. You know, a minimum of $20 or whatever. So for $20, I'm going to help you find the best computer. Whatever. Let me know what you think. Yeah, I'm kind of on. If you listen to the show for any period of time, you know I'm entrepreneurial, always trying to come up with new ideas and ways to, you know, strike it rich, as it were. 206-203-2368, chris@thecarcast.com. We're out of time for today, and my mouth is out of juice to say the right things in the right sequences. We'll see you next time. We'll be back tomorrow, actually, with some listener feedback and other stuff. 206-203-2368, ChrisTheCarCast.com. See you next time on the very next episode of The CarCast.
The CarCast. Chris Cochran. Podcasting while driving through the mean streets of Seattle. Don't you be driving like no fool, or he'll be calling you out.
We love you, CarCast. We do. We love your CarCast, we do. We love your CarCast, we do. Oh, CarCast, we love you.